History lesson. Stavanger leaned back in his cushioned chair. You've got to understand that the World Council has faced some tremendous problems over the past two centuries. First, the global climate reached a tipping point and greenhouse floods swamped coastlines everywhere. Millions were killed. Hundreds of millions were suddenly homeless. I know, said Jordan. I was one of the people who worked to find new homes for the refugees, to build new cities. Wars broke out. The Middle East was devastated by nuclear strikes and counterstrikes. Biological warfare nearly depopulated the Indian subcontinent. And killed Miriam, Jordan thought, feeling the stab of pain all over again. I let her come to Kashmir with me, and the bioweapons killed her. People wanted safety. They wanted order. They needed new homes, new lives, new ways of earning a living. And I ran away. Off to New Earth, Jordan remembered. I couldn't face living on the world that had killed my wife. If Stavanger saw the pain on Jordan's face, he made no sign of it. He continued, The World Council was created to deal with those problems. National governments on Earth were more than willing to pass the responsibility on to the World Council. Selene and the other human settlements throughout the solar system were more than willing to help. Yes, I understand that, said Jordan. But how was Halleck able to build a virtual dictatorship out of that? Looking grim, Stavanger answered, When people are hungry, homeless, frightened, they will give up their liberties for food, for shelter, for hope. I suppose that's right. Oh, there wasn't any grand plan to it, no design to create an authoritarian government. Not at first. The World Council was merely coordinating international efforts to help the refugees. But taxes had to be raised, safety regulations had to be put in place and enforced. There was no takeover of political power by the World Council, but an army of safety engineers, of child care workers and psychotechnicians, of bureaucrats, set up a web of rules and enforcements that gradually assumed control over almost every aspect of the people's lives. And froze it all in place, Jordan muttered. Technology played a part in it. With the world's workforce decimated by the floods and other climate changes, it was necessary to turn to automation. Robots took over jobs and became so good at them that soon enough robots became preferred over human workers. An enormous social welfare system arose. The retirement age was relentlessly lowered. People became dependent on their governments for their pensions, their livelihoods. All around the world. All around the world, Stavanger echoed. We in Selene and some of the other off-world settlements tried to point out that the World Council system wouldn't work, not in the long run. But nobody on Earth would listen to us. Things were getting better, thanks to space resources and industries. The global economy actually started growing again. Population certainly grew, Jordan said. Yes. And the bigger the population, the more need for control. Safety regulations, security controls, economic management. And now they're locked into the system, Jordan said. The World Council's first priority became to protect the people. And to protect them, it was necessary to watch over them constantly. To eliminate crime, it was necessary to monitor people, to catch the malcontents and the mentally unsound before they could harm society. Jordan simply shook his head. There's a dead end up ahead, isn't there? Not necessarily. Not as long as new crises can be found. The Greenland meltdown is a godsend for Halleck, a new crisis that threatens the climate of Western Europe. Then why doesn't she see the death wave as a crisis? Because it's 2,000 years in the future, an eternity. Not for those other worlds. They're not real, not to Halleck or most of the Council, not to the vast majority of Earth's people. Jordan fell silent for several moments, thinking hard. At last he looked back at Stavanger and said, Then I'll have to make it real. His smile breaking out again, Stavanger said, Yes, I think you will. And to accomplish that, you'll have to get yourself elected to the World Council. Me? The World Council? The Council needs your voice, Jordan. You could be the nucleus of a new movement, a counter to Halleck's drive to be Empress.